This is Griff Mills, proud principal of Tecumseh High School. I'd like to welcome you to WLEN's graduation 2020. We are excited to be here with you to recognize our senior class. Please join me in welcoming Eva Alcock, senior class president, with her words of wisdom for our graduating seniors.
Hello, my name is Eva Alcock, and I'm the Tecumseh High School senior class president. First, thank you, WLEN, in this time of virtual celebrations, for helping us to acknowledge and celebrate the class of 2020. I want to thank the Tecumseh administration, teachers, counselors, coaches, and all support staff. You led us, directed us, taught us, influenced us, and helped shape us into who we are today. Behind every one of our successes were our parents and family, sometimes pushing us, but always encouraging us. They have been there to support us financially, be our transportation, celebrate our victories, share our disappointments, and believe in us. Thank you seems so small compared to everything our family has given to us. Friends, you are our confidants, our cheerleaders, our sounding boards, our measuring stick. You have challenged us, supported us, accepted us, laughed with us, and shared our tears. You have created the high school experience we have each looked forward to for so many years. We appreciate you beyond measure. To the graduating class, thank you for being you. You have proven to be a class of humor, hard work, innovation, competitiveness, and most importantly, resilience. For being the class of 2020, we certainly didn't envision this ending to our senior year. And although our time at THS ended abruptly, it doesn't diminish or define our high school careers. Our journey began on September 8, 2016, when we were naive freshmen entering a big new school. It was a year of firsts. First football games, first dances, first rivalries, first concerts, and the first time our grades really mattered. Fast forward to September 2017. We entered our high school feeling more confident and united. We were ready for bigger challenges, harder athletics, and more responsibility. Many of us were driving to school. It was a year of growth for us. Suddenly, our high school careers was halfway over. Our junior year came quickly in the fall of 2018. We were now upperclassmen. AP classes, SAT testing, varsity athletics, and college visits defined our time. We experienced a polar vortex with a record number of snow days. Tecumseh Schools was in a little turmoil, and we went to 6 superintendents. To finish, we were devastated by the loss of a beloved teacher and coach. Finally, our senior year arrived. Fall of 2019 seemed so normal. It was a year of laughs, last varsity games, last rivalries, last concerts, and last exams. Little did we know, our final day came much sooner than we anticipated. The coronavirus pandemic has had a vast impact on our senior experience. We were shortchanged and we are sorely disappointed. But the class of 2020 will not be defined by this loss. This class of THS seniors will be remembered for so much more. Academically, we have 22 students who have achieved a 4.0 or above. Also, 84 students out of our 192 have achieved a 3.5 GPA or above. That's 44%. Our classmates have participated in 17 school-sponsored clubs and organizations, ranging from the fishing club to key club to robotics. Musically, we have accumulated more than 120 ones in festival or solo and ensemble competitions and have been awarded excellence ratings in the past 4 years. Athletically, we have been league champions 17 times, district champions 11 times, and regional champions 12 times. We have had 3 teams make it to the Elite Eight, 3 teams make it to the Final Four, and 4 teams become state runners-up. Best of all, we have beaten our rivals, the Adrian Maples, 192 times out of 256 times. That's 75%. I want to conclude by speaking directly to the class of 2020. In the past few weeks, we have learned 2 important lessons. First, things can change very quickly. Second, don't take anything for granted. As we go through these last few weeks of being seniors, let's reflect on the things that have defined us and use those experiences to inspire. High school has taught us how to be a part of a community, to be leaders, workers, supporters, to respect its members, whether we are together or apart. Most importantly, high school has provided us with lifelong relationships. I cannot wait to see what the future holds for us.
Thank you, Eva. And now we would like to welcome senior class valedictorian Erin Somsel.
Hi, I'm Erin Somsel. When we arrived at Tecumseh High School our freshman year, we walked into the building timid and afraid. We feared walking into the wrong classrooms and making a fool of ourselves, or sitting at a lunch table already claimed by upperclassmen. We felt out of place and lost, literally. Soon, however, the feeling of being lost dissipated. As the months progressed, we found our place. We stopped getting lost on the way to classes and grew out of our timidness, easing into our high school routine. Freshman year was about finding our way and ultimately being accepted as high schoolers. We learned that high school was not as bad as we had feared and that great teachers and new friends would be there to help us along the way. Sophomore year was probably the least stressful out of all the years of high school, and one of the few worries being surviving Mr. Forward's chemistry class. We no longer had to worry about being the new kids freshman year, but we weren't yet upperclassmen, leaving us in a weird in-between state. We were no longer afraid of the upperclassmen, and if anything, it was the other way around, with many of us turned loose on the roads after getting our driver's licenses. Sophomore year taught us how quickly our high school experience would go by, and it taught us to embrace the new opportunities that came with being a high school student. Sophomore year represented the first time many of us felt secure enough to step out of our comfort zones, displaying newfound confidence and maturity. After sophomore year came the hardest year of high school. Junior year consisted of months spent reviewing for the dreaded SAT, the test that we've been told for years was one of the most important tests for our future. It took place almost immediately after returning from spring break, a time in which many of us spent worrying about taking the test. But just like the stress of that first day freshman year, we made it through the SATs and the stress subsided. We were able to attend our first prom at the end of April and all was well in the world again. Unfortunately, it did not last. On Sunday, May 19th, 2019, Mr. Mary, beloved teacher, coach, father, and friend, tragically passed away. Mr. Mary was someone whose passion for his job and our school could be seen by all, and the loss was felt by not only the school, but also our community. We came together to mourn his loss. It was extremely difficult, especially for those of us who have been blessed with the opportunity to be taught and or coached by him. In light of the tragedy we faced, our class stepped in the senior year closer than we ever had been. Junior year taught us how to cope with loss and that our time together was precious and fleeting. When summer arrived, many of us started jobs and college applications, thinking seriously about what we hope for our futures. This was the last real summer before the realities of adulthood set in, and for many, the onset of senioritis. We were quickly approaching our time at the end of Tecumseh High School, and it was as exciting as it was terrifying. We all expected senior year to be the best year yet, our last year before we were thrust into the world of adulthood. The last year of being a high school athlete, the last year of being a member of the high school band, orchestra, and choir, the last time being able to be a part of a high school production, and the last time being taught by our favorite high school teachers. None of us expected the last to come as fast as we did. The months flew by. One minute it was our last first day of school, and the next it was winter break. I never believed when people told me how fast senior year would go by until it started happening. But we took our time for granted because we were also fixated on graduating and starting the next chapter of our lives. No one expected that our time would be cut short. At the beginning of March, schools across the country were beginning to close due to COVID-19, and conversation sparked about schools in Michigan being next to close. No one could have imagined that on March 12, 2020, our school would be closing until after spring break. Our last day before the shutdown would be the scheduled half day on Friday, March 13th. The events of that Friday are unforgettable. All of the teachers were coming up with plans for remote learning and sharing tentative plans for our return after spring break. This was completely unprecedented, and no one knew what to do or say. I remember joking with my classmates saying, "What if this is our last day of school ever?" Many of us believed we would return to school and things would simply return to normal. None of us were prepared for our last time at Tecumseh High School as students to be that day, over 2 months before the scheduled last day for seniors. In the weeks that followed, one by one, things started to be canceled. Schools in Michigan were officially closed for the remainder of the school year. MHSAA canceled the remainder of the spring sports season, and the school play was canceled. Life as we knew it had changed completely. Our senior year turned out to be nothing like we expected. Events that we had been looking forward to for months were no longer able to be held, and the senior year that we had imagined was no longer possible. Although we did not get to have the traditional senior year, with the help of our teachers, administrators, staff, parents, and community, we were able to salvage some of the most important events in our senior year, such as our graduation ceremony. This experience has been difficult, but it also provides a valuable lesson and piece of advice that I can give to my fellow classmates, and that is this. Never take anything in your life for granted. No matter where you go or what you end up doing, make the most of your time that you are given. None of us know how much time we will have to do the things that we love and how much time we will have with the people we love, so treasure the moments that you have. Live your life to the fullest and have no regrets. Thomas Fuller once said, "We never know the worth of water until the well is dry." We did not realize how great it was to be able to go to school every day and see our classmates and teachers until it was no longer an option. Things may not have gone exactly as we planned them to, but we were resilient and we pushed to make the best of our situation. Our class of 2020 will go down in history as the only class to graduate in the midst of a global pandemic, and that makes us extremely special because even though we are apart, we made it through this together. Although our years at Tecumseh High School were incomplete, we will cherish the memories that we did get to make even more than before. Thank you, and congratulations to the Tecumseh High School Class of 2020.
Thank you, Aaron. And now we would like to welcome Senior Class Salutatorian Hannah Rowe.
Hi, I'm Hannah Rowe. I'm Tecumseh High School's Class of 2020 Salutatorian. As we reflect upon our experiences as Tecumseh High School's Class of 2020, we must acknowledge the extraordinary circumstances in which we are living today. Although, for us, the extraordinary is almost ordinary at this juncture in our lives. A lot of us were born in 2001 in the midst of a crisis in our country, and we are all graduating in the midst of another. I've come to realize to a greater extent how behavior changed significantly after 9/11. Again, today, we are experiencing a change in the way we interact, behave, and live our lives due to another historic event, a global pandemic. The class of 2020 has been affected by so many life-altering events, and somehow we have continued to thrive personally and academically. How will this ultimately affect us in the months and years ahead is yet to be determined. However, from what I know of my peers, after being together for the past 8, and for some of you, 13 years, I have some insight into what we can expect of this class as we enter college and our lives beyond schooling. When I think of words to describe the class of 2020, I think of perseverance, passion, tenacity, and determination. We have adapted over the years and have certainly done so since Friday, March 13th, the unexpected end to our senior year. We have adapted to the loss of birthday parties, prom, dinners out, theater productions, and spring sports. We have been forced to embrace drive-by birthday celebrations, Zoom conversations, takeout meals, and the inability to see the majority of the people we care about. And we have a deeper appreciation for the healthcare workers risking their lives to keep us safe. How will we, the class of 2020, step up when we are the first responders and armed forces responding to the next emergency, the financial managers mitigating the next economic collapse, the healthcare workers caring for America during the next pandemic? I am confident we will respond with the same perseverance, passion, tenacity, and determination I've seen in my peers for the past 13 years. We will succeed through extraordinary communication and collaboration with others to provide leadership. We are leaders, we are problem solvers, we are innovators. This is why I've had such a positive experience at Tecumseh. We have learned all of these skills from the teachers and mentors we have had from elementary to present. I have felt compassion, support, and encouragement from every teacher that I have had at Tecumseh, and it has made me who I am today. Although I love my teachers, as I personally reflect on my time at Tecumseh, my most memorable experiences are the ones I have had with my friends. And although I can recite derivatives, probabilities, ABCD structure, and random facts about coal from memory, the things that I will remember for the rest of my life do not pertain to academics. The things I'll remember are cheering in the student section, winning games at assemblies, junior prom with my best friends, and meeting so many people that have shaped me into the person I am today. I know for many, the experience of working together in a sport, academically, or in the arts with their peers is one of the most valuable experiences one can have in high school. This is what we should take from our last year at Tecumseh. Not our sadness over a lost last couple months, but the experiences that bring us happiness and memories of the friends we have made.
Thank you, Hannah. And now for closing comments, we welcome Tecumseh Superintendent Rick Hilderly.
This is Rick Hilderly, Superintendent of Schools for Tecumseh Public Schools. First, I would like to thank WLEN Radio for giving schools this unique opportunity. To the THS featured speakers, Eva, Aaron, and Hannah, thank you for your outstanding comments today and for your dedication and leadership during your time at Tecumseh High School. To the parents of our 2020 graduates, mission accomplished. Thank you for your support for learning, and congratulations on a job well done. To the wonderful teaching staff in Tecumseh, never underestimate the impact you have on the future. The class of 2020 includes students that each of you have played a role in preparing for life beyond our doors. Thank you for your caring and hard work. Finally, to the members of the class of 2020, I would simply like to suggest that the events related to the COVID-19 pandemic and their direct impact on the end of your senior year of high school would seem to highlight this point as you move into the next phase of your life. Plan to be surprised. The new normal is that there is no normal. As a result, planning for multiple outcomes in any situation is critical. This current circumstance of humankind is nothing more than another learning opportunity. I salute you, I wish you all the best in the future, and submit that each of you has met the requirements set forward by the Board of Education of Tecumseh Public Schools and declare that you are officially graduates. Congratulations.
Thank you for joining us as we recognize the graduating class of 2020 from Tecumseh High School.